Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
I've got another really important guest coming on. She is a law professor. She's coming on for one segment. And you know, I like taking your calls, but we like to also have these guests on with their perspective. And then I get frustrated because I don't like to have to hurry through your calls, but we'll try to hurry through a few right now for Jeff and Chris and John and Harry or Henry, who've been holding the longest. But it's not my fault that we can't spend a lot of time with you. And if folks complain, we'll just stop taking calls entirely. Except on days when we do take calls. And then we can have days where we take calls. For me, this is not an enjoyment. This is not an ego show. My life's basically been ruined by the New World Order. I don't enjoy doing this. This is a war, ladies and gentlemen. This is a war. This is about getting the information out. And we know what we're talking about here on this broadcast. This is what we do. This is how we live our lives. And I salute Michael Rivero and others that are out there fighting this tyranny. Mike, do you ever get mad at the government and the criminals that run it because you just want to live your life? Because that's really the feeling I have. I've just gotten so sick of these people. And I get sick of fighting them at the same time, but I know I've got to fight that much harder.
Yeah, absolutely in agreement. Like you, my life has been seriously altered by my political involvement. And I really got started almost entirely by accident, and the effects on my life since that time have been rather severe, and sometimes I wonder what would have my life been like had I just kept my mouth shut all those years ago. But, of course, too late. I can't go back. Yes, I get very angry with the government, and I get angry with the government because I was raised to view this country in a certain light, to value certain ideals, truth and honesty highest among them, and to see this government routinely, arrogantly, lie to the people and just demand that they be believed at face value without providing any proof of their assertions. It is very angering and morally offensive to me. And the more closely I look, the more lies that are there. And you begin to wonder if anything that you've ever been taught in the state-run schools was really the truth about what's been going on in the world.
Yeah, right, and before 9/11, we had the dead intern and her bones there in the D.C. park. And then that just disappeared. Do you think this new sex scandal will, because, you know, now involving more pages and all the rest of it, do you think this will just evaporate too?
No, I don't. And I'm in agreement that the Gary Condit scandal was designed to keep the American media and the people distracted because in early 2001, the U.S. government was announcing to other countries that there was a plan to invade Afghanistan in October of 2001. And, of course, 9/11 happened exactly when the U.S. government needed an incident to anger the American people to support a war. In this case, however, I wondered at first if this might be another distraction, but the damage that's being inflicted onto the incumbent administration, to the GOP as we come up to this election, the damage is so great, I don't think so. And we are beginning to see reports surface that the leaks of these incriminating emails and text messages are coming actually from dissident elements within the Department of Justice and the FBI, who have just decided that, you know, this whole circus has got to come to an end one way or the other, and they need to basically broadside the GOP before this next election in order to stop these future wars.
I tend to agree with you. I mean, it's just more dirty pool between the two, you know, groups that are within the same system. I just can't believe how much danger our entire civilization is in. Michael Rivero, thank you for spending time with us today. It's always great to have you visit us once a month. We always watch your great work over at whatreallyhappened.com, and we'll talk to you soon, my friend.
Talk to you next month.
You bet. Thanks for the time. Okay. I keep intending to go to the calls, but we had that technical problem at the end of the last hour. We'll try to get to him coming up here in a moment, but we have this other guest, but we'll see what happens.
It's
year, after a year in production and traveling to distant lands, my new film, Terror Storm, is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, a White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Dad, can we stop? We need to go to the bathroom.
What? Again? We just stopped 2 hours ago.
Honey, let's stop because I gave the kids their Spark Berkey water bottles.
Why did you do that?
Because they can't drink and talk at the same time, and that way we don't have to listen to them singing,
"Are we there yet? Are we there yet?"
for the entire trip.
I didn't think about that. Great idea.
Yeah, and it's cheap entertainment for the kids. Bottled water costs around 75 cents a bottle, and using our Berkey Sport bottles, it costs us less than 2.5 cents per refill.
Honey, you're terrific.
Oh, honey, so are you. You're the one that bought the family our Sport Berkey water bottles. Now, can we stop? I need to go, too.
Get your Berkey Sport purification bottle for only $39 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438. Or order on the web at BerkeyWater.com.
This is Jack Blood with the Genesis Radio Network. I have an urgent message for all of our listeners. The mass media keeps telling us that we are the richest, most powerful economy in the world, quote unquote. If this is true, why can't we pay our bills? Why is the United States the world's largest debtor nation? The truth is that we are in the worst debt bubble in our nation's history. When the bubble bursts, will you be able to feed your family? When the inevitable crash occurs, will you be ready? Call Whitehurst International at 1-888-892-6238. That's 1-888-892-6238 for the following two free reports. U.S. debt bubble, red alert, and real estate crash. Call 888-8-XANADU, that's 888-8-XANADU, and ask for George.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
Friends, we are now into the third and final hour, and we're honored to have our next guest join us. She's Marjorie Cohn, professor of law at Santa Clara University School of Law, and she has a long and distinguished bio. She's been all over every major TV network and station and national NPR, major newspaper. She is quite a expert on the law and is frequently interfaced with by the press, and we're honored to have her on with us for just this one segment. And I promise I'll get to all your calls for those that have been holding for an hour plus. We don't normally make callers hold that long, but we've had a lot of information we've covered today. The article she wrote is a constitutional shredding, rounding up U.S. citizens. And I've read the bill. It says if you don't have total allegiance to Bush's government, you can be secretly arrested, secretly tried. It says if you destroy private property, you can be If you endanger human life in any way you can be. And then they call American citizens enemy combatants. That's what happens. They just, they revoke. You see, you're guilty until proven innocent by a kangaroo court. And then, of course, the White House also has immunity. They make you an enemy combatant. So it's kind of a play on words. They go, oh, this doesn't affect U.S. citizens, because they strip you of citizenship when they do it. And so joining us is the good professor. And I appreciate you coming on with us, Marjorie Combe. Thank you.
My pleasure, Alex. I just want to make a slight correction. I went to Santa Clara Law School, but I teach at Thomas Jefferson School of Law.
That's right. Great. Yeah. I was just scanning over your bio here. Well, thank you for coming on with us.
It's my pleasure.
You bet. Just in the 10 minutes we've got left here together, there are some people in denial about this affecting U.S. citizens because the Bush crime family has been lying about it. But what's actually in the legislation?
You know, it's interesting. We didn't hear this in the corporate media, but the definition of unlawful enemy combatants and somebody who can be locked up indefinitely is not limited to Al-Qaeda or the Taliban. It's not even limited to aliens. It covers U.S. citizens as well. It's not limited to people who are captured or detained overseas. It's not even limited to the armed conflict against Al-Qaeda and the Taliban, and it's not even limited to a time of war. It could apply in peacetime. It's very, very frightening.
It's extremely broad and purposefully vague and mirrors a lot of what we saw in Patriot Act 1 and the attempted Patriot Act 2. I call it 1.5. They did pass a few new provisions last year. Break down some of these sub-provisions for us, please, with your expertise. And a lot of experts, a lot of political, Yale law professors are saying it's the end of the Constitution. They're saying it affects U.S. citizens. They've got the same analysis, basically, that you had. Friday, when I finally finished reading the bill, I felt a great sense of loss and shock. We know things were going in the wrong direction for a while, but this is very similar to Hitler's Enabling Act, and I actually feel a type of bone-chilling melancholy.
You know, I agree with you, Alex. Look at particularly Section 948A1. That's 948A1 that defines unlawful enemy combatants. And that's anybody that Bush and Rumsfeld say has purposefully and materially supported hostilities against the United States or its co-belligerents. In other words, let's say that somebody gave money to a charity not knowing that it might turn up on Bush's list of terrorist organizations, or someone who writes or speaks out against the government's policies, they could be declared an unlawful enemy combatant and locked up. And what if they say, well, what if they say you are an alien, and you don't even have, the aliens don't even have any rights of habeas corpus, so say they make a mistake and you're really a U.S. citizen, you're going to rot there for the rest of your life in who knows where. It could be in one of the secret CIA prisons somewhere in the world with no way at all to prove that you're a U.S. citizen.
And then Bush played this whole Ponzi scam, smoke and mirrors, fraud with McCain coming out like it was a defeat of Bush. It was billed as, oh, Bush has to compromise. And then legal experts looked at it. The LA Times reported it actually gave Bush more than what he had even declared previously. And then up until the day of the final votes on Friday, they were still claiming that it was a compromise. And still now I'm having arguments with other pundits saying, oh, no, this doesn't affect U.S. citizens, where it clearly affects U.S. citizens.
It absolutely affects U.S. citizens, and Yale law professors like Bruce Ackerman, Jack Balkin, several other professors at very top schools all agree that it does affect U.S. citizens. Now, they can't be tried in the military commissions, and they can't be denied habeas corpus, but there are several provisions that do affect U.S. citizens, and one of them, and I think the most disturbing part, is that they could declare that you're an unlawful enemy combatant and lock you up. And you don't have, and it could be indefinitely. You know, the Supreme
Court. Well, see, that
Court
is a violation of habeas corpus. In fact, my reading of it, if you tie it into the U.S. Code, is it's even wider than what you just stated.
Well, you know, if you look at the Supreme Court's decision in Hamdi, not Hamdan, but Hamdi, they said the president has authority to detain an enemy combatant, and in Hamdi was a U.S. citizen, but only if they were captured in Afghanistan.
But
they limited it to Afghanistan. And so we don't know. You know, Bush pulled this thing with Jose Padilla, the so-called dirty bomber, and of course there was never any evidence that he was a dirty bomber except from someone who had been tortured into saying it. But Jose Padilla was kept, he's a U.S. citizen, and he was not captured in Afghanistan the way Hamdi was. He was captured in Chicago, which is the United States, of course, and they locked him up for years, and finally on the eve of the due date for the government's brief in the Supreme Court to determine whether or not it's constitutional for the president to hold a U.S. citizen who's been picked up in the U.S. as an enemy combatant, the Bush administration said, oh, we're going to charge him with a crime. This is moot.
Well, Professor, I agree, but right here at 950J, line 24, no court, justice, or judge shall have any jurisdiction to hear or consider any claim or cause of action whatsoever, and it goes on. And then we have Gonzalez coming out telling the courts, you stay out of this. And in fact, the San Francisco Chronicle picked up on this on Friday and said he has a new power risen to a level above the courts. That is official dictatorship.
It is, and yeah, I mean, can you imagine Gonzalez saying, stay out of the courts? I mean, that's why the Founding Fathers put three branches into the Constitution. I'll tell you, the Center for Constitutional Rights has already filed a legal challenge to this bill.
But they've got it in law in here that you're not even allowed to do that. This is the executive literally declaring the Fuhrer principle. I mean, folks, we're not joking. They're openly saying that they are supreme when in truth it's co-equal branches.
That's true, and we'll see whether the courts actually take this test case or not. But I'll tell you something else. What Bush has done is to sign every single bill that's come before him except for the stem cell research bill. It's the only one he's vetoed. And he has then quietly attached a little signing statement at the end of over 800 bills,
yes,
more than all other presidents combined, saying, I'm going to follow those parts of the law that I want to follow, basically giving the finger to Congress. And that's what we have. We have what is rapidly becoming a dictatorship in this country.
I've never really been scared. I know it's dangerous what we're doing. I know these people are very serious and very corrupt. But Friday, when this all happened, I was literally staggering around in the middle of the night. I was waking up. I couldn't sleep. I never have trouble sleeping. I mean, I have a real sense of loss, and I'm grieving. I mean, this, even Hitler didn't put stuff like this down on paper. This is just outrageous.
It's terrible. And also, keep in mind that Kellogg Brown and Root, which you probably recognize as a subsidiary of Halliburton Cheney's company, is building a huge facility at an undisclosed location to hold tens of thousands of undesirables.
Yeah, that was in the Houston Chronicle.
Who do you think those are going to be?
That was in the Houston Chronicle.
Yeah, it was absolutely.
Rex 84. I mean, I've got the Senate hearings where they admit the camps for the American people.
Yeah, this is, well, you probably young and so am I, but during World War II, our government locked up not just Japanese, but Japanese Americans and German Americans and Italian Americans, locked them up in concentration camps, many of them held even after the war ended.
And seized their property.
Yeah, and seize their property, absolutely. And I would not put it past Bush. He is such a dictator. He's got almost two more years, which is just horrendous, to declare unlawful enemy combatants, people that, like you and me, who speak out against his policies, who write articles.
Well, he'll do what's popular. Listen, I totally agree.
Right to dissent.
Well, I totally agree, but he'll do something popular first. He'll first just grab Arabs or Muslims or people with brown skin. But did you hear they were charging Greg Palast to BBC and ABC News 2 weeks ago for going and filming a FEMA camp in Louisiana?
Oh, my God.
Until ABC News lawyers got involved. They, for filming infrastructure under the Patriot Act, he was being charged as a terrorist along with the crew.
That's unbelievable. I mean, George Palast is one of the greatest patriots. And I'll tell you, the Patriot Act, as you probably know, creates a crime of domestic terrorism, which includes people who speak out and march and exercise their constitutional rights to dissent against government policies. So you're right. It did start with the Patriot Act, and Congress just said, hey, you know, we're going to give you whatever you want. Every time you wave the 9/11 flag, we're going to give you what you want. We're going to give you the Iraq War. We're going to give you the Military Commissions Bill, and we've got to call a halt to it in November.
Okay, I want to get you back up sometime for a longer period so we can take some calls. She's Marjorie Cohn, professor of law. We've got links to her website up on Infowars.com. Thank you for your expertise. I appreciate it.
My pleasure, Alex.
God bless. All right, we'll come back. Go right to your calls, okay? I'll go to them, and we can stay connected here. We'll be right back.
More than 700 chemicals have been found in our drinking water. And did you know that you can have greater exposure to these chemicals by taking hot showers than when you drink the water? That's because many chemicals are inhaled when they evaporate, and others are absorbed through the skin. The KDF shower filter is designed to reduce chlorine, lead, mercury, and iron, and it inhibits the growth of bacteria, mold, algae, and fungus in your shower. The media is non-toxic, environmentally sound, and is recyclable. The KDF shower filter will typically last 10,000 gallons or 1 year, whichever comes first. Hospitals, restaurants, and water treatment facilities use this media to reduce chlorine, iron, heavy metals, and bacteria. What about you? Order your KDF shower filter, normally $49, for our special price of only $35, a $14 savings. Call now to order at 1-888-803-4438. Order today and save $14 by calling 1-888-803-4438.
When making important financial decisions, you should always know the facts. That's why Midas Resources is willing to pay you to read the facts. Midas Resources, a team of hand-picked financial specialists with decades of financial experience who are ready to provide you with state-of-the-art, up-to-date financial services. Midas Resources offers a host of services and stands behind their products. In fact, if you call and order their free Midas report, Midas Resources will pay you. This detailed report will provide you with financial history on the safest and most profitable areas to invest in. If you read the report, Midas Resources will send you a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar. So what are you waiting for? Get the facts and call Midas Resources toll free at 888-292-2709. That's 888-292-2709. And remember, if you read the Midas report, you'll receive a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar.
David J. Smith for Newswatch Magazine. Did you know that the mother of all secret societies, the Illuminati, worships Lucifer, better known as Satan the Devil? Did you know that they are the individuals giving rise to the final world social system described in Revelation chapter 13? Did you know they were the founders of international communism to be the seen enemy of Christianity, to be used to destroy America so that we could be merged into an all-powerful one-world government? We would like to help you understand how these things are coming to pass by offering you an absolutely free one-year subscription to Newswatch Magazine. Just call our toll-free number, 1-800-516-8736. That's 1-800-516-8736 to request your subscription. Call now. Operators are standing by to receive your call.
Hello, this is Amy Bjorklund. Are you totally satisfied with the nourishment you're getting? Do you have enough energy to do everything you really want to do? And are you content to remain in your current state of health indefinitely? Have you already tried diets, exercise, vitamins, juicing, or the latest greatest nutritional wonder products? Perhaps those things have grown tiresome and not made you feel and look as well as you'd really like to. But what if you found from a single source the world's freshest, purest, most complete, whole, live food nourishment that tastes delicious and couldn't be any easier to consume? Well, you just did. So don't hesitate. Take the living energy you've always wanted from your nutrition right now. Visit truthandexcellence.com, click the Truth and Excellence banner on gcnlive.com, or call me, Amy Bjorklund, personally at 805-595-2711. 805-595-2711.
Coming up in the next segment, we'll continue with calls if we have time, and I'll run through some of the other news we haven't covered and recap some of the top stories. But it's this song's kind of good for the U.S. Crank it up for a minute. It's kind of good for our country. Here for now, but tomorrow ever gone. Yeah, country's gone. Yeah, so, you know, country's dead now. Constitution's completely abolished. Maybe we can resurrect the country. Kind of like we're trying to defibrillate it right now. We don't have a defibrillator, so we're striking the chest of the country. Wake up! You gotta kickstart that heart! Come on! America! All right, let's go ahead and go to your calls. Jeff in Mass, thanks for holding. You're on the air, Jeff.
Yes, Alex, that guest was good. Marjorie, she is so good. And you know what? I really believe that if we get attacked again, this country is completely up the creek. Because guess what? They will label Christians and Orthodox Jews as terrorists, insurgents, and strip our citizenship away.
That's what the bill clearly says. It's basically anybody with property, anybody who criticizes. See, they're the rogue government. They've hijacked, they've usurped, they've overthrown the country, and they're telling us that we now can't stand up against them or we're terrorists, because they are the terrorists. Go ahead.
Oh, yes. And what I'm afraid of is they'll use the tool of foreign troops as their hammer to suppress American citizens.
27% of the troops in Iraq are illegal alien Mexicans who got legalized to join the military.
Well,
they already have
it.
Foreign troops.
Well, that's it. But I'm talking about in this country, under the auspices of the UN, because you know and I know that foreign troops...
Under the North American Union Agreement, NORAD's merging with Mexico. I have that AP article today, official NORAD release, and they say Mexican and Canadian troops will patrol the streets of America. That is mainstream news.
Oh, yeah. No, you are absolutely right. So all these callers that call you up and say that there's no conspiracy, they are either crazy or they are with the government or they're just very ignorant. What do you think it is, Alex?
Well, it's a combination. I mean, different strokes for different folks. A lot of them are really stupid. Others are really cowardly, so they decide to just say we're lying. And then others have decided to join it, and they're working for the other side.
Well, that's it. And you know what, Alex? There is a cure, and that is if Americans wake up. But you see, once the older people die, the hope of Americans waking up gets slimmer and slimmer. Alex, it's been great talking to you.
Hey, man, thanks for holding. I appreciate it. Let's go ahead and talk to John. John, where are you calling us from today?
Hey,
where are you calling us from today?
Michigan.
Hey, welcome.
Thank you. I have one broad topic. It's this. I've been getting into the truth movement quite a bit over the last couple of years. I've always kind of been knowing that there's a new world order. But lately there have been websites up that say, yeah, the government's taking your rights. Yeah, you have to make a decision, resist, or you could live underneath the radar. Well, I think at this point, if you're at the point where you're at these websites, say resist or live under the radar is great, do this, you're already in the files. You're already going to be trotted off to the FEMA death camps and killed.
Oh, yeah, they know who's trying to live off radar. That's exactly that. That's like turning a spotlight on in the middle of a dark night. People who... Are you there, caller? Oh, he just dropped. Okay, we didn't drop you, sir. Your phone cut out. Listen, it's good to not give them all your data. It's good to do things under the table as much as you can as a practice just to keep some of the untracked society still in place. But if you're trying to live completely under the radar, it is impossible unless you live as like a homeless person, you know, in between some greenbelt. Say, in a major city or a place like Austin, there is, we've got to fight this thing. We've got to get up on our hind legs and fight it. I've told you, folks, if it was some new great country like the U.S., some free place, I'd leave. But there's nowhere to go. Tyranny is the norm. Nowhere to run to, baby. Nowhere to hide. And what just happened is we've had a lot of weirdness today, and I figured it was the network. You know, the little gremlins that live there at the network inside the machinery. My ISD inline keeps cutting out to the network, and then their system just dumped all the callers. But that's just the way it works. If you can get back in, Henry, and a few others that are holding, we'll get to you before the show ends at 1-800-259-9231. If the phone system's even up, is the phone system even up, John? Okay. Yeah, it's up. Some of the other news I haven't really detailed yet. North Korea says it will conduct nuclear tests. What our government's saying they'll do about that. Also, the riddle of frightening breast cancer epidemic. Every cancer is up. Cancers we never had before are not just appearing, but at record levels. And all I can say is, well, we'll tell you what's behind it. I bet you can guess. It's a cocktail of things as usual. It's a little present from your government. Hope you are enjoying it. We'll be right back.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Is your child disrespectful, defiant, or obnoxious? Does everything turn into an argument with your kid? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman. I'll help you turn your child's behavior around right now with the Total Transformation.
After the Total Transformation, there's no more arguing, no more lecturing, no more back-talking. Now when I ask him to do something, he does it.
We've learned verbiage from the Total Transformation Program, and it's almost like magic. If you say those words, they stop arguing.
Defiance, back-talking, lying, acting out in school, even problems with ADD and ADHD. The Total Transformation will help you solve even the worst behavior problems. I guarantee your child will listen to you again, and you'll get peace and sanity back in your home.
Call now and get How to Turn Your Child's Attitude Around in 1 minute or less free with your order. 1-800-373-0402. 1-800-373-0402. Call now. 1-800-373-0402. 1-800-373-0402.
Dad, can we stop? We need to go to the bathroom.
What? Again? We just stopped 2 hours ago.
Honey, let's stop. Because I gave the kids their Sport Birking water bottles.
Why did you do that?
Because they can't drink and talk at the same time. And that way we don't have to listen to them singing,
"Are we there yet? Are we there yet?"
for the entire trip.
I didn't think about that. Great idea.
Yeah, and it's cheap entertainment for the kids. Bottled water costs around 75 cents a bottle. And using our Berkey Sport bottles, it costs us less than 2.5 cents per refill.
Honey, you're terrific.
Oh, honey, so are you. You're the one that bought the family our Sport Berkey water bottles. Now, can we stop? I need to go, too.
Get your Berkey Sport purification bottle for only $39 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438. Or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
Hey folks, Alex Jones here with an important question. When was the last time you used Pure Soap? I mean the hard-to-find kind that's all natural and not full of corrosive toxins and chemicals and detergents that just dry out your skin and have been connected to very serious health problems. Let me tell you something about the Calbin Pure Soap Company. There's a 100% unconditional guarantee on all their wonderful products. They're all natural, they're triple concentrated, they're factory direct, factory owned, and operated since 1947. Earth-friendly Pure soaps for bathing, laundry, and kitchen. Try Pure Soap once and I'll guarantee you'll never use anything else. Now for the first time, Calbin Pure Soap is available factory direct to you and your family. Save up to 85% off supermarket and retail store prices. Call today for a Calbin Soap catalog at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091 or on the web at calbinpuresoap.com.
In the mid-1920s, they discovered that most cancers were viral. So viruses do. They have a debate on whether a virus is alive or not. Most scientists think it's alive. But really, it's like a computer program. And because it does reproduce, there's a few other aspects to it that make them think that it isn't really alive. But the point is, it plugs into different types of cells, depending on what the virus is designed to do. And then it programs the nucleus of the cell to create more of the viruses, and then the cell explodes, disgorging millions more of the virus. Your body moves in with its troops, its T lymphocytes go in and program and command as generals, the rest of the white blood cells who swarm in. And a lot of this research is showing that it's even stuff like leukemia's virus. Many types of leukemia are virus triggered, because they go in and trigger the white blood cells to start overproducing. Or they go in and trigger the cells to start rapidly reproducing. Because all viruses don't just go in reprogram to form simply more viruses. They do that in a reproductive phase, but then in some of their other bizarre it gets off in all these weird technical scientific terms, but you can go read about it. Just go type cancer viruses into Google. You'll see thousands of big scholarly reports and research on it. And they go in there and they start reprogramming everything and you get cancer. And a lot of times your body goes in and fights it off, but once you've gotten older and your cells have divided so many times, and you've gotten to where your cells move slower and divide slower and you don't have as many troops, basically, and you've been toxified and eaten all these, you know, heavy metals and poisons and genetically modified foods, your immune system's all broken down, and cancer just starts spreading. Then the cancer cells themselves metastasize and go all over the body. So your body itself begins creating its own viruses. That's what they basically become. And you die. And they don't want to cure cancer. They don't want to give you real treatments that will get rid of it. They want to treat you to keep you alive as long as possible with that cancer and to suck as much money out of you as they can. I mean, if you're worth $10 million, they're going to probably suck $5 million of it out of you. If you're only worth a couple hundred thousand, they'll get all that. And by the time they're done, you know, when you're dead, your kids will have to sell your house to just pay for it. But to make a long story short, the Rockefellers, back in the 20s, this is all publicly available, bought up a bunch of the big hospitals, started cancer research, and paid for research into cancer viruses. And clearly then had those viruses disseminated. And most of the vaccines that they test, even if they aren't connected originally to an animal that would have the viruses, even if they're bred, say, on egg yolks or egg whites, for some reason, there are still these viruses that attack humans showing up. And that's a big cause of it. Then you have all the genetically modified food. You have all the new toxins in the air and the water. It's a cocktail of it. And no one can deny that we've gone from 1 in 24,000 having autism 20 years ago to 1 in 1,600. The new numbers are coming out. 1 in 168, they're now saying. That's official numbers. Now trending for this for the end of this year. We've been talking about for 2 years now. Those studies are now coming to their fruition. We know that all forms of cancer are up, in some cases thousands of percentiles. We know childhood leukemias are off the charts. We know that every form of illness is off the charts. We know that diabetes is off the charts, up, what, 3,000%? From what it was just 30, 40 years ago. You can go pull all those numbers. Everything is basically gyrating out of control right now. And I'm not trying to give you gloom and doom. By the way, you guys weren't clear. Is Ted in there? Or... Oh, he is. Nobody really told me. Sorry. We'll go to him in a second then. I was waiting for that word. Here is a story out of the Daily Mail. Riddle of frightening breast cancer epidemic. And the article reports that it says breast cancer cases have hit frightening levels and more modern lifestyle and prosperity may be to blame. Figures today show 80% increase since 71, with 1 in 9 women now developing the disease. Factors leading to the risk include obesity, smaller family size. What does that mean? Less breastfeeding, oh, that's true, as more women go out to work, earlier periods, and later menopause. That's a little way of telling you. Hormone replacement, yeah, that does increase it. So, and I'm not saying it's just the cancer viruses. That's part of it. It is the fact that the more you breastfeed and the more children you have, the less chance of having breast cancer you're going to get. And when you have an abortion, there's a whole bunch of studies on this. Cervical cancer, breast cancer goes off the charts. Brain cancer goes off the charts. Your body says, I don't like what you did. I'm going to kill you. That's how the body works, folks. Increased use of HRT and growing alcohol consumption are also cited. The pill has been linked to some cases, but it cannot account for the startling increase. So it's a lot of stuff. That is just one type of cancer. Men's prostate cancer is way up. And it's not just more diagnosis. It's not just men are living longer, because we're not. You look at those numbers, it's off the charts. But compared to childhood leukemia and other diseases, other types of cancer, breast cancer, it's 80% increase is nothing. Okay, I'm sorry to have my leader hold. I was unaware he was there. And Ted Anderson, we have him on every few months, and I wanted to have him on for a few minutes with us, and I'll get into some other news here in a moment. Because Midas Resources is the parent company of the GCN Radio Network, and Ted has poured his heart, his soul, his blood, his tears into this network. And we really do appreciate Ted. And when I've made gold purchases a few times a year, I have shopped around, and Ted isn't the most expensive. He isn't the cheapest either. He's, I'd say, about in the 20%. The lowest being zero. He's been the 20%. And they've always given me great service and done a great job. And I have friends and family that have used Midas Resources and are really happy with what they've gotten. They've got collector's coins. They've got semi-numismatic. They have bullion. We've got something today for you that is a numismatic. It's a collectible. Right at melt. There's a very small profit here, and I think they should be able to make a profit and operate. Some people think that this show or Genesis or Midas can operate without money. I've even heard that locally said in the last few days. It's delusional. I hope you will give Ted a call, and I hope you will buy some of these $5 pieces. Ted, thank you for coming on with us.
Hey, thanks for having me up, Alex. And by the way, I really liked Terror Storm. That was a good production.
Oh, you saw the new film?
Oh, yeah. Just amazing.
Did you see it online, or did we mail you a copy?
It was the one that you emailed me. And I just, downloading it, you'd have to have a fast internet connection to get it. But, of course, at the network here, we do. And, I thought it was an excellent production.
Well, thanks for the Terror Storm plug, Ted. You haven't been on in, I guess, about 2-3 months. Or it's been a while. You got a good deal for folks today. I always ask you to give my listeners the best deal you can. This is the best deal in-house right now. It's a great deal. Tell folks about it.
Yeah, here's what it is, Alex. It's the $5 gold piece, which I think is such a great buy because of the fact that you get smaller pieces of gold to carry with you. And when the market is really tough and things are going in the wrong direction and you don't know if your dollars that you're carrying with you are going to work or not, you need to have some smaller gold. So that's why I recommend the coin. Right now it's trading at $213 per coin. You can pick up the rolls of 10 for $2,130, but I just have to say right now at this time, it's time to get in because of the fact that the prices have backed off a little bit. This coin was trading for $260 here just a couple months ago, and we all know that the United States has not solved all of its economic problems right now. We've got more problems than we can shake a stick at.
Yeah, Ted, I don't look at a month grid or a six-month trend. I look at one-year graphs, two-year graphs, five-year graphs. You look at a one-year graph, a five-year graph, gold is going straight up. But when I bought gold from you years ago at $300 an ounce, I haven't, I buy a coin here, two or three coins there. I never have sold one of those. I've literally physically buried them. And at a destination far away, folks. And I, every few months I go out and bury a few more that I get. When gold hit $650 or whatever, I didn't sell one single coin. In fact, I bought a few more coins, and I just bought a few more this week because it has backed off, and that is the time to buy. And I believe it's only going to go up because the dollar is continuing its slide. The economy, every major real industry is going down from real estate to the dollar's value to stocks. Stocks are at an all-time high, but with a devaluation of the dollar, 40%+, the stock market's really at 6,000, plus the Dow Jones Industrial 30 has losers taken out and winners added. It's not a real index.
No, it isn't, and you can tell what's going on in the real world out there anyways. Foreigners are getting out of the U.S. dollar. They're going into foreign currencies. They're going into gold and silver. China, the Middle East, the Africa, just all over the place. People are turning away from the United States dollar. The U.S. citizens right now are being forced into a position where we're going to become a second or even a third world nation. Our currency isn't going to be worth nothing when we travel overseas with it, and it's going to be very worthless right here in their own location. And as the thing compounds, the United States continues to deficit spend and create more currency. The value of the money is just going right through the floor.
Exactly, and I just want to add that I've bought a lot of small coins. Again, one or two coins here and there every few months, folks, over the years. And small coins always cost a little more per ounce But when you go to trade them in, you also get a higher amount. It's for some reason there's a higher value in the smaller coins and in this quarter ounce. Why is that, Ted?
Well, it's for number one, it's a coin that was issued by the United States government for $235 a coin, so the floor level on the coin is much higher than what the price is currently trading. But the second thing is smaller coins, it takes just as much energy to produce a small coin as it does a large one. And so you have less gold available and the cost of production goes up. And it just always has had a tendency. Small coins, whether if you're dealing with U.S. Eagles, Krugerrands, Maple Leafs, it doesn't matter what you're trading in, the smaller coins have always carried a bit of a premium. But the neat part about this stuff is that the United States government issued it as a collection piece. People had to buy it from the U.S. Mint as a collector item. They can't come back and say it's bullion, turn it in, we're confiscating gold, because
sure.
of the fact that they've already defined it themselves as collectors. So it's real good, very private. As a matter of fact, if you're interested in gold, you should just call up and ask for the public versus private document that we put together so people could understand what is public, what is private in gold trading.
Sure, sure. Let's give folks the number, and this is private. 1-800-686-2237. It's a great deal. I'll give that number for the listeners out there, Ted.
Yeah, it's 1-800-686-2237. Just ask for the $5 gold special heard on Alex Jones's show. And I got to say it too, Alex, I really appreciate the listeners. They are the ones that have carried this network forward. They're the ones that have financially supported.
Now, you're not just protecting yourself with some gold at a good price. You're also supporting those that support freedom here on the GCN Radio Network. Ted, give them the number slowly.
1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
1-800-686-2237. And you can even call them up until the evening tonight, and you can call them back tomorrow. But call them right now, 1-800-686-2237. And get yourself a little bit of gold, folks. It's private. It's portable. It's really important to have. I believe in it. It's not a fiat currency that the bankers can devalue. That's why the mainstream media always discourages getting gold and holding gold. You know, they'll tell you, go buy gold stocks, hold paper. Folks. Hold the physical metal. 1-800-686-2237. I bought gold at $300 an ounce 5-6 years ago. That, again, is now worth over $600 in the coin and right at $600 in the melt. And it's a good investment. And if gold goes up to $800, I'm not selling. If it goes down to $400, I'm not selling. It's clearly going to go up. All the evidence shows that. But 1-800-686-2237. Cash in some of those Federal Reserve notes while you still can and retain some value. Ted, thank you so much for coming on with us.
Hey, thanks for having me up. And once again, thank the listeners for being so supportive over the years.
Good. And before you run off, we're going to break in 2 minutes. Let me talk to you during the break, okay?
Sure.
I wanted to bring up something else while I got you here with me. Thank you, Ted.
You bet.
All right, folks. And by the way, just a program note, we have started the syndication of my Sunday evening program, 4 to 6 p.m., through MS Communications on News Radio 590 KLBJ here in Austin, through Genesis. You know, rumors of my demise have been greatly exaggerated, as Mark Twain once said. One of the locals here was running around saying that it's always some new rumor that I was leaving Genesis and I was going with MS Communications, and everybody better abandoned. It's always more made up mindlessness that I then have to respond to, and I'm bad for responding to this info. I understand how that works. But this is exciting because KLBJ has won national awards. They were in the top five of the best talk radio stations, news talk stations in the country this year. They've won the award before as the best talk station in the country. They've won all the big prestigious news awards. They've been around for 60 years, and it's an amazing radio station. I'm really honored to be on it. It's not owned by the president's family anymore. It's owned by MS Communications, same folks that own Texas Monthly and a bunch of other big radio stations, and they're planning on putting me on a bunch of their MS stations on Sundays. And then for all of the great Genesis affiliates out there, whether it's KCXL in Kansas City or WBCR in Knoxville, Tennessee, or stations in Southern California or stations in upstate New York or stations in Ohio or stations in Illinois or stations in Florida or stations in Georgia or stations, we got stations all over the place and a growing Montana. Wyoming, places like that. A new live Sunday show, 4 to 6 p.m. Central. I guess that would be 3 to 5 Mountain. I guess that would be 2 to 4 Pacific. That would be 5 to 7 Eastern. And we're really proud of the broadcast. And we tested the syndication this weekend. It'll be syndicated out on the bird for you this Sunday. So call Genesis, sign the affiliate agreement. It's just a simple agreement that you'll carry it for a month, or let us know if you're going to dump it and that this many of our ads run. I'm excited about that. Okay, final segment. I'm not going to take any calls in the final segment. I'm going to run over this, what's happening with the North Korea says it will conduct nuclear tests, what that means, and I want to hit on a few other little tidbits that we have here in front of us. While I'm busy plugging, go to googlevideo.com, click on video, and then type in Terror Storm and get my film for free and get it out to everyone you know. The most effective tool we've seen is films. That's why Terror Storm has been put out for free. And if you believe in it and think it's an important film, get a hard copy DVD in super high digital quality. Make copies from that and give it to people. It's so effective. Please join us in the battle for the Republic.
Year after a year in production and traveling to distant lands, my new film Terror Storm is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, a White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Now you can bring Berkey purification power anywhere with the Sport Berkey filtration bottle. Ideal for sporting games, camping or boating, or Sport Berkey is small enough to store in your glove box, so it's ideal backup for unexpected emergencies like blackouts, floods, or earthquakes. It's simply the best personal water filtration system available. So effective you can drink raw, untreated water from lakes, rivers, and streams. Unlike other sport bottles, the Sport Berkey's patented filter formulation is so powerful it removes cysts, parasites, harmful bacteria, and chemicals like herbicides and pesticides. It even reduces radon-222, lead, and other heavy metals. This lightweight, rugged 22-ounce filter is small enough to go everywhere, so take one to work and keep another in your glove box for emergencies. Get the Berkey Sport for only $39. Get two for $70 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Order your Berkey Sport today. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438, or order on the web at BerkeyWater.com.
Hey ladies, if you love to shop, then visit HerbalHealer.com to browse through their online catalog. You'll find thousands of effective, alternative, and natural products for you and the whole family. Besides the amazing products you'll find, this shopping is guilt-free because you're investing in your health, and your health is priceless. While online, sign up to receive the Herbal Healer newsletter, which will keep you informed on the latest and greatest products and education. Did you know that Herbal Healer offers not only natural medicine, but also tension-relieving herbal teas, cookbooks, aromatherapy, products for pampering, and more great products to help you soothe and relax after a long day. Want to learn more for yourself and to help others in the future? Join the Herbal Healer Correspondence Program. You can work at your own pace from the comfort of your own home. This accredited, exciting program can help you gain skills and knowledge. Can you believe you can find all this at one stop? HerbalHealer.com, celebrating 18 years of dedication.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation. It's Alex Jones, only on the GCN Radio Network.
Clues sought in add a video. Now, I should have spent a whole hour on this. It's just so ridiculous. What's the point? Number one, we know Mohammed Atta was a U.S. government asset. That's confirmed by embassy heads, deans of Defense Language School, Monterey, California, Pensacola Naval Air Station, all over the place. It's confirmed they were in the employ, protected by the U.S. government. We know they went to Pakistan, Afghanistan, then Malaysia, and back. Right when this was recorded, it's on record that the embassy head, in, and we've interviewed him, Springman, was ordered to let him in, and they said, but he's flagged as terrorist. And they said, listen, that's their CIA cover. Now, I've interviewed that embassy head. It's been in the Canadian news. You'll never hear about it in the U.S. So now we get a video from the same time with him laughing and giggling and then reading a martyr statement. But notice they can't give us audio. Classic bull. This is the same, and look, they keep it, oh, 5 years. It pops up right before the election. And there's about 100 other points. You know, it just came out that Daniel Pearl, the CIA agent, was killed by MI6. I mean, this is mainstream news now. That's AP. With Perez Musharraf saying that. The Indians are saying that British and U.S. intelligence, their Pakistani intelligence, are bombing India. I mean, you just can't hide this stuff anymore, okay? And I was talking to a national Indian newspaper, what, the Telegraph, and they were going, oh, yeah, we all know it's your government. I mean, you know, and that's our ally, folks. Oh, yeah, we all know it's your government. They get power out of this. We're just so naive. North Korea says it will conduct nuclear tests. An increasingly isolated North Korea said on Tuesday it would conduct its first ever nuclear test, blaming a U.S. threat of nuclear war and sanctions for forcing its hand. That's Kim Jong-il really asking for it. And who gave him the reactors? Donald Rumsfeld. Who approved aspartame? Donald Rumsfeld. Who gave Saddam the weapons? Donald Rumsfeld. Who approved Terminator genes and Monsanto? Donald Rumsfeld. I mean, it's as if he's Satan and appears. Rumsfeld probably appeared when Christ was on the cross. I mean, literally, you know, they say the devil popped up. I mean, this guy is like the devil, folks. North Korean nuclear test would be unacceptable threat. A nuclear weapons test by North Korea would pose an unacceptable threat to peace and stability in Asia and the world. U.S. State Department spokesman said in Cairo, a provocative action of this nature would only further isolate North Korea's regime and deny the people of the North the benefits they so rightly deserve. The U.S. will continue to work with its allies and partners to discourage such a reckless action and will respond appropriately, whatever that means. Oh, by the way, I meant to mention this yesterday. Remember the Chipsons, Derek Jacobs? Turned out they really worked for Applied Digital when they took the chips. It was all a stock stunt. Pretty much illegal, according to the info I've seen. But they still did it, you know, acting like they weren't part of the company, saying they weren't. This little guy who thought he was invincible, who thought he was such a Superman, he was too stupid, though. He had a motorcycle. And my opinion is, if you ride a motorcycle around in the city, you're crazy. It's one thing you live in the country, you go to work, save gas, but if you ride around the city on one, again, you're delusional, folks. You're asking for it. Cars are already dangerous enough. And he hit a telephone pole. He's dead. And then I remember the Jacobs. I mean, they look like the Adams family or something. And, oh, we're getting the chip. Everyone needs it. You will submit to it. Poor guy. A teen engineering prodigy. They always call him a prodigy. Who gained national attention in 2002 when he and his family received an identification chip implants on live television, was killed in a motorcycle accident. You can see these guys in Road to Tyranny. Then Andy Rooney says we should all be forced to take chips on 60 Minutes to prove we're good. Get Road to Tyranny at InfoWars.com. Be sure and support us, folks. We need your support. Terror Storm is now out, or go see it online at PrisonPlanet.tv. All right, I'm out of time. Tomorrow or the next day, we'll have open phones for 3 hours, okay? One of these days, this week, we're going to have open phones. I love hearing your calls. Sorry we didn't get to many of them today. Get out there and take on the New World Order. God bless.
Copies of the preceding broadcast are available at gcnlive.com or call toll-free 877-300-7645.